आकाशवाणी प्रेजेंट्स मॉर्निंग न्यूज। गुड मॉर्निंग, आई एम सुनील वर्मा। द हेडलाइंस। ईरान सुप्रीम लीडर आयतोला अली खामेनेई किल्ड इन यूएस इजराइल एयर स्ट्राइक्स, 40 डे स्टेट मॉर्निंग डिक्लेयर्ड। External Affairs Minister S. Jaishankar talks with his counterparts from several Gulf countries, calls for de-escalation through dialogue and diplomacy. Indian embassies in West Asia urge Indian nationals to follow advisories issued by them. Civil Aviation Ministry says 444 flights are expected to be cancelled today due to escalating tensions between Iran and Israel. Prime Minister Narendra Modi to launch multiple development projects worth 7,100 crore rupees in Tamil Nadu and Puducherry today. Pakistan knocked out of T20 World Cup cricket despite win against Sri Lanka. New Zealand enter semi-finals. And India to take on West Indies in their final Super 8s clash at Eden Gardens in Kolkata this evening. U.S. President Donald Trump has said that Iran's Supreme Leader Ayatollah Ali Khamenei has been killed in U.S.-Israel airstrikes. In a social media post, Trump said Khamenei's death is the single greatest chance for the Iranian people to take back their country. The U.S. president added, the heavy and pinpoint bombing will continue through the week or longer. The death of Iran's Supreme Leader occurred after a joint U.S. and Israeli aerial bombardment that targeted Iranian military and government sites. Iranian state TV has confirmed the death of Ayatollah Ali Khamenei. Reports suggest that around 40 Iranian officials were also killed in the strikes. 40-day state mourning has been declared in Iran. Iranian state media reported at least 201 dead and more than 700 injured. In response, Iran launched attacks throughout the Middle East. Apparent Iranian strikes have been reported in Dubai, Doha, Bahrain and Kuwait, places with U.S. military bases or that are allied to the U.S. The United States and Israel launched coordinated attacks on Iran yesterday, sharply escalating tensions in West Asia and prompting widespread retaliation across the region. External Affairs Minister Dr. S. Jaishankar held talks with his counterparts from several Gulf countries yesterday amid rising tensions in the region, stressing the need for de-escalation through dialogue and diplomacy. Dr. S. Jaishankar discussed the evolving situation in the Gulf with UAE Foreign Minister Sheikh Abdullah bin Zayed Al Nahyan. In a social media post, Dr. Jaishankar said, India is concerned with the escalating situation. He appreciated his UAE counterpart's commitment to the welfare of the Indian community. Dr. Jaishankar said he spoke with Saudi Arabia's Foreign Minister Prince Faisal bin Farhan, discussing the ongoing situation in the Gulf. He stressed India's interest in regional peace and the safety of the Indian community. The External Affairs Minister also called Qatar Prime Minister and Foreign Minister Sheikh Mohammed bin Abdul Rahman bin Jassim Al Thani last evening. He was apprised of the situation in Qatar. Dr. Jaishankar said he values his assurance on the well-being of the Indian community. Dr. Jaishankar also exchanged views with Foreign Minister of Bahrain, Dr. Abdul Latif bin Rashid Al Zayani, on the turn of events in the region. He said the escalating developments are clearly a matter of concern. He added that he was assured that Bahrain government would take all measures to keep the Indian community safe. The External Affairs Minister also spoke to his Kuwait counterpart, Sheikh Jarrah Jabir Al Ahmad Al Sabah, and was briefed on the latest situation in Kuwait. Dr. Jaishankar underlined India's concern at the escalation. He said he valued the Kuwait Foreign Minister's reassurance for the welfare of the Indian community. Indian embassies in West Asia have urged Indian nationals to follow advisories issued in view of the prevailing regional situation. The Indian embassy in Israel has asked Indian nationals who are temporarily in the country to follow its early advisory and register at indembassyisrael.gov.in/indian_national_reg to facilitate timely assistance and communication. In case of emergency, they may contact the 24/7 helpline at +972 54 752 0711 and +972 54 242 8378 or email cons1.telaviv@mea.gov.in. The Indian Embassy in Tehran has advised Indian nationals in Iran to exercise utmost caution in view of the developing situation. It has urged Indians to avoid unnecessary movement, remain indoors as far as possible, closely monitor the news to maintain situational awareness, and await further guidance from the embassy. The embassy has reiterated its emergency contact numbers, +989 128 109 115, +989 128 109 109, +989 128 109 102, and +989 932 179 359. The Indian embassies in the UAE, Qatar, Syria, Iraq, Palestine, Kuwait, Bahrain and Jordan have also advised Indian nationals to exercise caution, avoid unnecessary travel and strictly follow safety guidelines and local advisories in view of the prevailing regional situation. The Ministry of Civil Aviation, MOCA, has announced that 444 flights are expected to be cancelled today due to escalating tensions between Iran and Israel. In a social media post, the MOCA said the Directorate General of Civil Aviation, DGCA, is working closely with airlines to ensure passenger safety and compliance with operational regulations. Due to airspace restrictions over Iran and parts of the Middle East, 410 flights were cancelled yesterday and 444 flights are expected to be cancelled today. Passengers are advised to check their flight status with airlines before heading to the airport. The MOCA added that major airports remain on operational alert to manage potential route diversions and provide passenger assistance. This is Akashwani giving you the news. For quick news updates round the clock, follow us on our X handle at AIN News Alerts. And for details of stories and more, log on to our website www.newsonair.gov.in and download News on AIR app. Prime Minister Narendra Modi will launch multiple development projects worth 7,100 crore rupees in Tamil Nadu and Puducherry today. The Prime Minister reached Chennai last night after his visit to Rajasthan and Gujarat yesterday. In Puducherry, Mr. Modi will inaugurate, dedicate to the nation and lay the foundation stone of various development projects worth over 2,700 crore rupees this morning. He will also address the gathering on the occasion. More from our correspondent.
During the visit, the Prime Minister will inaugurate 19 projects worth 1,142.23 crore to strengthen infrastructure, urban services, industrial growth, education, healthcare and sustainable development in the Union Territory. This includes the rollout of e-buses under the PM e-bus Seva initiative, the integrated command and control center under the Smart City Mission, housing for economically weaker sections and major sewage and water supply projects of the Puducherry government. He will also dedicate the 750-acre Karasu Sedarpet industrial estate to the nation and inaugurate infrastructure projects of NIT Karaikal, Jipmer and Pondicherry University. Further, Mr. Modi will lay the foundation stone for 74 projects worth 1,571.73 crore, marking another major push to infrastructure expansion in Puducherry. Among the key initiatives are rural roads under the Pradhan Mantri Gram Sadak Yojana, water supply schemes, heritage town development, mangrove restoration works and power sector projects. The Prime Minister will also inaugurate the Global Spirituality Mahotsav 2026 at Auroville, marking the 150th birth anniversary of Sri Aurobindo. Bibin Asnad, Akashwani News, Puducherry.
After Puducherry, the Prime Minister will travel to Madurai in Tamil Nadu in the afternoon. In Madurai, Mr. Modi will inaugurate, dedicate to the nation and lay the foundation stone of infrastructure projects worth over 4,400 crore rupees. The Prime Minister will also address a rally of the NDA in Madurai. Mr. Modi is also scheduled to perform Darshan and Puja at Arulamigu Subramanya Swami Temple, Tiruparanakundaram in Madurai. More from our correspondent.
Security has been tightened in and around the temple city of Madurai due to Prime Minister's visit today. Among many projects, he will inaugurate three new FM relay transmitters of Akashwani at Kumbakonam, Erkad and Velur to expand regional coverage and ensure uninterrupted FM broadcasting and enhance access to public broadcasting services across multiple districts of the state. He will inaugurate the Paramakudi-Ramanathapuram National Highway. The four-laning will provide faster access to major religious destinations including Madurai, Rameshwaram and Dhanushkodi. Mr. Modi will also inaugurate 8 developed railway stations at Morapur, Bomidi, Srivilliputtur, Sholavandan and 5 other junctions in the state. Joy, Akashwani reporting from Chennai.
Artificial intelligence is playing a transformative role in the information technology and data infrastructure sector by strengthening computing capabilities, enhancing cloud services, and enabling high-performance data processing. The recently concluded India AI Impact Summit 2026 in New Delhi highlighted how advanced data centers, GPU-powered cloud platforms, and AI-driven infrastructure are accelerating India's digital transformation. Talking to Akashwani News, Sunil Sarohar of Yotta Data Services Private Limited said that Yotta is a sovereign data center company which provides core infrastructure solutions that serve as the building blocks for compute hosting.
Yotta is a sovereign data center company, and we provide a lot of solutions around the data center itself, which are the building blocks of any compute hosting. We have now gradually evolved into AI, where we are providing a number of solutions around AI. We provide infrastructure, as far as GPUs are concerned, to build platforms over it, and we are now building platforms using AI. So that is our contribution to the AI as a whole for India. We are the largest contributors of GPUs as far as India AI mission is concerned.
Akashwani News is starting a new series, People's Padma on Akashwani. In this series, we speak to Padma awardees for the year 2026. In the first episode of the series, we speak to Professor V. Kamakoti, Director of IIT Madras. Professor Kamakoti will be honored with Padma Shri for his contributions in the field of science and engineering.
Dakshin Bharat 2047, it's a very, very important milestone, and we have to prepare our youth, prepare our institutions. I consider this Padma Shri at the peak, you know, motivation for me to work more and more, meeting the students and going to the hostel, spending time with these young kids. I think that's the way I am meant.
To listen to the podcast, tune in to 100.1 Akashwani Gold today evening at 5:10 p.m. You can also listen to it on News on AIR app and News on AIR official YouTube channel. In the ICC Men's T20 Cricket World Cup, Pakistan has been knocked out despite a 5-run win over Sri Lanka in their Super 8's Group 2 match at Palakkale last night. Put into bat first, Pakistan posted 212 for 8 in 20 overs, riding on Sahibzada Farhan's 100 and opening partner Fakhar Zaman's 84. In reply, Sri Lanka fought hard but finished at 207 for 6 in 20 overs with captain Dasun Shanaka remaining unbeaten on 76. Despite the win, Pakistan failed to reach the semi-finals as their New Zealand finished on 3 points, but New Zealand advanced to the last four from Group 2 on a superior net run rate. Today, India will face West Indies in their final Super 8s clash at Eden Gardens at 7 p.m. IST. The result will determine India's fates in the tournament. In another Super 8s Group 1 match, South Africa will take on Zimbabwe at Arun Jaitley Stadium at 3 p.m. IST. And now, for a look at today's newspapers, it's over to Tanvi Khurana.
Thank you, Sunil. The top news in most dailies relates to the U.S. and Israel launching a war on Iran. U.S. Israel strike Iran. Iran retaliates. Attacks U.S. bases in many countries, headlines the Statesman. War widens. U.S. and Israel strike Iran, which hits nations across Middle East, reads the headline in the Indian Express, which shows a photograph of the Tehran skyline with plumes of smoke caused by bombing. U.S.-Israel unleash epic fury on Iran, headlines the Times of India. And finally, the Times of India reports that a new study has suggested that the human brain can grow new cells and remain sharp even in 80s. The study also reveals that Alzheimer's disease disrupts the renewal process. And with that, it's back to you, Sunil.
Thank you, Tanvi. And now, before we end the bulletin, the headlines once again. Iran's Supreme Leader Ayatollah Ali Khamenei killed in U.S.-Israeli airstrikes, 40-day state mourning declared. External Affairs Minister S. Jayashankar talks to his counterparts from several Gulf countries, calls for de-escalation through dialogue and diplomacy. Indian embassies in West Asia urge Indian nationals to follow advisories issued by them. Prime Minister Narendra Modi to launch multiple development projects worth 7,100 crore rupees in Tamil Nadu and Puducherry today. And India to take on West Indies in their final Super 8s clash at Eden Gardens in Kolkata this evening. With that, we end the morning news. Have a nice day.